Welcome back to the Deep Dive. Today, we've got a stack of sources you sent us about one of the most chaotic online competitions I've seen in a long time.
We're talking about the Mr. Beast and Ish-13C Minecraft Civilization event.
That's the one, the boys versus girls version specifically. And look, these events are always a bit messy, but the claim we're here to unpack today is that this wasn't just chaos.
No, the sources are alleging it was fraud, that it was orchestrated by the very people who were supposed to be running the game.
Exactly. So our mission today is to dive into these claims. We have excerpts from a pretty explosive Imgur post, social media threads, and they all point the finger in one direction.
They're saying Ish-13C's moderation team allegedly rigged the entire thing, the goal, to sabotage the pink side, the girls' team, so that the blue side could win.
It's this incredible premise, right? The gatekeepers becoming the saboteurs. And just for context, Mr. Beast is the big name here, but the actual, you know, day-to-day management seems to have been handled by Ish-13C's people.
That's a critical detail. Ish-13C is the brand run by Alex Kiesel, and according to these sources, his team held all the keys. And what's fascinating is that this alleged sabotage wasn't from the outside.
It was an inside job.
An inside job, allegedly for the prize, which, as we'll get to, is a whole other part of the story.
Okay, so let's start with that core allocation. The sources claim this was all so Ish-13C's mods could win on their alt accounts, which were playing on the boys' side.
Right. And this wasn't just, you know, looking the other way when someone cheated. The sources paint a picture of a really coordinated effort, starting from the very beginning.
Team formation.
Exactly. They claim the moderation team was actively inviting boys pretending to be girls onto the pink side to act as spies, including themselves.
Which brings up the first big question.
Yeah.
How do you even get away with that? An event this big must have had some kind of application screening, right?
You'd think so, but according to the source material, the application process was just systematically breached. Well, the simple method was just using voice changers during any kind of voice verification, but then it gets much more sophisticated.
This is the AI and deepfake claim, isn't it?
That's it. The source material claims, and this is a direct quote, that Russian guys used AI images deepfakes to cheat their way onto the girls' side.
Wait, hold on. Deepfakes. To get into a Minecraft tournament, that seems like an insane amount of effort.
It's a huge technological leap for what is essentially gaming fraud. It really makes you wonder about the whole vetting process. I mean, what were the staff doing?
Well, the sources are pretty blunt about that.
They are. They basically say the Mr. Beast staff was too dumb to figure it out, that they just weren't prepared for this level of high-tech social engineering.
And the irony here, according to these sources, is just, it's unbelievable.
It's the ultimate twist, isn't it? The source material claims there are potential talks about that same moderation team, the ones who allegedly orchestrated this whole thing, becoming prominent Mr. Beast staff.
To do what?
To filter and correct the exact problems they allegedly created. It's this bizarre feedback loop where the people who know how to break the system get hired to secure it.
So you're left asking, what happens when you outsource moderation to a community team and that team, well, decides to go rogue?
The sources are pretty clear. They claim Ish-13C's team sabotaged Mr. Beast's event, and Mr. Beast just took the public hit for it.
Okay, so we've established the systemic infiltration. Now the story zooms in on one person, the alleged field commander who led the pink side to its doom.
This is where it gets really specific. We're talking about a user named Coruline.
And he wasn't just some random player.
Not at all. The sources identify him as a Discord moderator for Ish's state, an application team member, and a supervisor. And here's the kicker. Mr. Beast's staff allegedly let him help supervise the applications for the girls' side.
So he's right at the heart of the team he's supposedly planning to destroy. A plant. A spy, as the sources call him.
Yep. Described as a Slavic guy with a voice changer. But his method of betrayal wasn't just, you know, brute force. It was way more manipulative.
What'd he do?
He and his group pretended to form their own internal traitor group inside the girls' civilization.
Wait, why would they do that if they were the real traitors?
To gain power. They then staged this big performance where they eliminated this fake threat. They wanted to look like the loyal heroes who were cleaning house.
A bit of political theater to win trust.
Pure theater. And in terms of actually catching real spies, the source says they were comically bad at it. They only caught one out of an alleged 10 real traitors.
But the performance was enough.
It was enough. Coruline earned the trust of the girls' team, and that gave him the authority he needed to take control of their military.
And this is where the big betrayal happens. The battle that just crippled the pink side.
It wasn't a blunder, that's what the sources claim. It was a planned sacrifice. Coraline allegedly marched a force of 100 girls straight into an ambush.
The source calls it a 1.1 Zerg Rush, French and Germany versus Russia invasion.
Which is vivid language. But the result was 100 casualties for the girls' side. They were, as the source puts it, Napoleon flanked.
So, led into a trap. Completely surrounded and wiped out.
Exactly. It was a classic pincer movement. The sources say it wasn't a mistake. It was a calculated move to completely break the military power of the pink side and guarantee a win for the blue team.
It's a two-pronged attack then. You've got the mass technical infiltration and then this leadership manipulation.
And that brings us to the fallout. I mean, this is why you, the listener, should care about the drama in a Minecraft game. It's about trust. And what happens when it completely breaks down in these massive creator-led events.
Right. And things got very public very fast.
They did, thanks to a participant named Zavi. Now, Zavi posted on Twitter complaining about how the pink side fell apart because of mass murdering and cheating from guys using AI and deepfakes.
And that post blew up, right?
20 million views. But here's where it gets complicated. The sources claim Zavi was also a guy pretending to be a girl.
Oh, come on. So the person blowing the whistle on the fraud was part of the fraud.
That's the allegation. The source material basically calls him a useful idiot who was shocked by the cheating, or maybe just someone who wasn't in on the bigger joke with the other moderators.
So he got a taste of his own medicine.
The source calls it just desserts and karmic justice. It's this layer of hypocrisy that really brought all of this to light.
And amidst all this drama and like high-tech espionage, we have to talk about the prize money, because this is where the logic just falls apart for me.
The anticlimax, right? After all of that, the deepfakes, the spying, the risk to their reputations, the total prize was only $50,000.
Okay, 50 grand. But for how many people?
That's the kicker. It wasn't for one winner. It was split among the 350 people who survived.
So what's that, like 140 bucks each?
Something like that. The source literally calls it a pittance.
So why? Why go to all that trouble for pocket change? The sources don't really offer a clear financial motive, do they?
No. The implication is that it was never about the money. It was about power, control, maybe just the thrill of proving they could break the system from the inside.
Whatever the reason, the damage control had to start immediately.
Oh, absolutely. The sources allege that everyone tied to Ish's state wanted the story buried to save face.
And we saw evidence of that at the highest level.
We did. The source notes that Mr. Beast himself deleted his own tweet that linked to the final YouTube video. When the main brand starts deleting its own promo material, you know there's a serious PR crisis happening behind the scenes.
So if we pull back and look at the bigger picture, what does this do to the reputations of the people involved? I mean, specifically Alex Kiziel, the guy behind Ish 13C.
The sources are pretty direct. They say this does not look good for Alex Kiziel's reputation. I mean, when your own moderation team is accused of this level of deep-seated fraud, it's corrosive to your brand.
And the sources even draw some pretty harsh comparisons, right?
They do. They suggest he might get as bad as a reputation as Marcus Kay and Jimmy Donaldson. Placing him in that company is a huge statement about the potential fallout.
So what's the next step? A cleanup operation.
That's what the source material anticipates. It suggests Kiziel will have to ban the moderators responsible, and they even name Zavi, the whistleblower, who was also a cheater, as someone who will likely get the boot.
It's just a mess of accountability. let's try to synthesize the core argument one last time, just to be clear on where the sources place the blame.
The argument running through all these documents is this. Mr. Beast got all the public blame. He had to deal with the PR mess, the deleted tweets. But the actual fraud was allegedly thought up and carried out by Ish 13C's moderation team.
So insider access, high-tech infiltration, a double agent, and a deliberate military collapse.
All allegedly from the inside. Wow. A complete betrayal of the moderation privileges they were given. It's a stunning set of claims.
So to quickly summarize for everyone listening, the sources we've looked at allege a detailed, calculated fraud. We're talking insider access used for mass infiltration with AI.
The specific role of a double agent, Coraline, using deception to engineer a military wipeout.
And then the fallout, the deleted tweets, the huge hit to the reputations of the organizers, especially Ish13's leadership, all for what turned out to be a tiny cash prize.
It really raises a huge question for anyone running these massive online events. When you rely on community moderators, when they are your gatekeepers, how do you possibly prevent this kind of insider betrayal? The entire system of trust was just weaponized.
And that leads us to our final provocative thought for you to chew on. We talked about the claim that the alleged saboteurs might actually get hired to fix the very system they broke. So consider this. What are the implications, both good and bad, of letting the people who know exactly how to break a system be the ones you put in charge of protecting it? Does the ultimate knowledge of how to secure something only lie with those who know how to exploit it? We'll leave that with you.